for Tevez. Oh, first room, Lucarelli gets around Felipe.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live in my own world. Of course, coming to you for the next couple of hours, talking sports, max, social issues, you name it. We got it going on. Straight up. We're going to talk, of course, a little boxing. It was a heavyweight championship fight. In fact, two of them on TV today. Lots of boxing on TV. The UFC was happening, of course. College basketball. We'll talk about that to an extent. But we're getting deep into college football. That's right. We'll have all four coaches tonight. Chris Peterson, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, and Dabo Swinney will all talk before us the college football playoffs tonight in both of our long segments, both in hour number one and hour number two. Straight up, Zach Attack, what's on your plate?
Oh, we got the athlete of the week, of course, as we do every week.
And who is that?
Wayne Gretzky, the National Hockey League great.
Last time hockey had anybody great in the league, and that was Gretzky, of course, the greatest of all time. Of course, we're talking sports for the next couple hours, sports, Mac, and social issues as well. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, what is it? Live on Sports Byline from the West Coast.
Now let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
No respect. Tucker, no respect.
Sports date, December 11, 2016. NBA great. I'm talking about one of the greatest of all times. Hall of Famer Rick Barry this week said in the news he was talking about the late Bill King, of course, the voice of the Warriors, the Raiders, the A's for a long time. Of course, pound for pound, King may have been the best ever in the broadcast booth as he combined both delivery, storytelling, and an encyclopedia-like mind that expanded far beyond the sporting world. That being said, the Taco Man will do a special on Bill King in the coming weeks. When another Hall of Famer, the great and late Nate Thurman, of course, was running Nate's Ribs on Folsom here in the city, we used to talk about the Warriors and it was never positive. Why? Because the Warriors sucked back then, and they sucked for a long time. They weren't just the champions that they became in the last couple of years. In fact, the last time the Warriors won the title was 1975, before Steph Curry and those guys did it a year before last. Nate, who was part of that Colombian dust scene of the 1970s, had a custom-made Rolls Royce equipped with a secret stash for the white powder, if you know what I'm talking about. And how about that Louisville sophomore Lamar Jackson winning the Heisman Trophy? The youngest in history, man. You really, really got to give him some props. You really, really got to give him some props. And astronaut John Glenn passed away this week at the age of 95. Man, what can I say? I remember when he went up in the... I mean, I don't remember the exact date per se, but I remember, like, we celebrated in school and then he went around the... He orbited the moon, the Earth for the first time. And it was an event because, you know, we had never seen, like, space. You know, that was like all news. We were like 5-6-year-old kids. We were blown away by this. Anyway, he went around the world, orbited the planet one time, and, of course, he came back. But at the time, the generals in this country were so paranoid of where the communist threat that they thought there was a chance that he might, you know, destroy himself or get blown up in space and this and that. So they were ready. Get this, a part of Operation North was a government plan put forth by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the generals here in the country. That's right, the guys who were smoking cigars and celebrating at JFK's autopsy. They put this together to where they were going to try to blame it on the Cubans. Is that pretty crazy? Trying to start a Cuban war back in 1963. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast. Now, of course, the great Nate Thurman. Man, he was so cool and he had that rib shack. Can I say that Rib Shack was the absolute best? As I said, John Glenn passed away this week. He was 95 years old. I forgot to mention, he spent 20 years, better than 20 years in the U.S. Senate. He was a class act, a true American hero. Allen Iverson, remember him? Made a splash in the NBA world, of course, when he came onto the scene. He became like a cultural icon, like the king of hip-hop, the big jewelry, the gaudy jewelry, all that kind of stuff. Okay, they say he changed the NBA forever, turning into like street ball. So that's what some people say, the critics say. But few people know the troubles he really had after retiring. Get this. After earning over $200 million, Iverson struggled to adjust to life after basketball. How can you struggle with $200 million? Or just say $20 million. Forget the $200 million. You've got $20 million to make. How the hell can you struggle? He developed a bad drinking habit and a gambling addiction. Get this. That got so bad, he was banned from multiple casinos in the United States. Multiple states banned Allen Iverson from going into the joint. I kid you not. That is pretty scary. How about this one? According to, it's official now. Former Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam, a superstar running back for the Colorado Buffaloes. I think that was back in 1994 when he was drafted, I think, by the Chicago Bears, number one. Anyway, the bottom line is his body was discovered in a parking lot in a park in Boulder, Colorado this week, late Monday night. And it wasn't good. Anytime you find a body, it's not good, okay? But, you know, he committed suicide. And that's not pretty, you know, I say. He never made it after the Bears drafted number one in the 1995 draft. He just never made it. Just, what can I say? All the best to him, but he had some demons, and evidently he dealt with them. Of course, he was drafted by the Bears. One week after a judge allowed him to go to rehab to avoid a domestic violence criminal charge, Johnny Manziel dropped better than 35 grand on his 24th birthday party this past week. It was Tuesday night, and we went down in Miami, Florida. Now, I not only believe he'll be dead in 3 years. If he isn't dead in 3 years, it won't be because he hasn't tried to kill himself. His father, he was right. I don't think he'll be alive in 3 years. And guess what? Those SF Giants, talking about throwing some money out there for a stopper. Of course, the Giants, they need a stopper badly. Of course, the ninth inning this year was like a joke. Every time the ninth inning came and the Giants were leading, well, guess what? They lost. They had the worst record. They dropped. They blew more games. They blew more saves, blew more games than any team in the league. I think they like had a record. It was horrible. They were horrible this year. They were a horrible team. How they made it to the playoffs is an indictment of the playoff process. It just is. I mean, I really don't think all these teams belong in the playoffs. Just like the NBA playoffs. Come on, too many teams. And the Giants are about to shell out $60 million for former Pirates and Nationals closer Mike Melancon. We'll see what happens with that. This guy can pitch. When they blew that 5-2 ninth inning lead in Game 4 of the Division Series playoffs against the Cubs at AT&T Park, that ended the season. That sort of sealed the deal on that. They were going to do something. They were going to spend some money on a closer. Margaret Whitman, remember her? She played the Indians owner, Rachel Phelps, of course, in Major League. She has died at the age of 67. She was a cool lady. And what I liked about her in the movies was that she had this attitude. She had a bad, bad attitude. It was sort of cool that she had this bad attitude. I mean, think about this. She was, like, trying to move her team from Cleveland to Miami. Remember that? She had the Major League movies. I remember that. She was trying to move her team from Cleveland to Miami because, you know, she wanted to. Anyway, she had walked into the locker room, the Indians locker room, and some coach, I think, was complaining about the bitch who runs the team. And she responded, "You want to talk to the bitch? Well, here she is." Awesome. That was awesome. Of course, besides Major League, Whitten also appeared in Little Monsters, The Man Without a Face. 9.5 weeks. That was a pretty good one. And RIP. Think about, what about Dak Prescott? He's only making $545,000 this year. Tony Romo's getting $20 million. Think about that for a second. $20 million. He's getting $20 million. He played 4 games last year. He hasn't played any games this year, and he's getting $20 million. Now, do you think Dak is going to, like, hold out next year maybe? Hold out? I don't think he'll be holding out. But the bottom line is Dak's worth a lot more than the $545,000 he's getting right now. Speaking of guys that are bad guys, convicted woman beater Monte Ball. Remember him? Former NFL running back. He only turns 26 this past week. Anyway, guess what? He got a gift for his birthday. Mr. Fat Ass got released from jail. That's right. Ball, who was drafted by the Broncos in the second round of the 2013 draft, is doing time in Wisconsin after pleading guilty to disorderly conduct and battery stemming from 2 incidents involving 2 different women. Got a problem. Now, after serving more than 60 days in the slam, he's out, but he's got strings attached. He's on probation for the next 18 months, must remain sober as part of the deal. That means not going to the club that night. Straight up, Sugar Shane Mosley now says he wants to fight USC star, of course, Conor McGregor. All these guys are lining up to fight Conor McGregor. If McGregor fights in a boxing match and he got his license a couple weeks ago in California, it will be against the awesomely overrated Mr. Talk about Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, speaking of Floyd Mayweather, one of the guys that brought him to prominence, Oscar De La Hoya, making all that money back in, was it 2007, 2008? They did like 2.4 million homes on pay-per-view. I mean, that was a shocker, wasn't it? Well, it wasn't a shocker. The fight was a stinker. It was a shocker they sold that many homes and they conned that many people into watching that fight. That fight was like one of the dullest fights ever, of course, until Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, or any other Floyd Mayweather fight after that. Anyway, the bottom line is Oscar De La Hoya says he's single now, announced on TV that he is single. And get this, his PR guy, who says his name is Stephen Friedman. I'm talking about Steve Friedman. He was a good guy. I was working with American Possess. It was Steve Friedman. He's a Jewish guy. It's not, how can I put this? It's not Stefan. Nothing like that. It was unbelievable. Anyway, he says Oscar's life is personal, and I believe that without a doubt. So the bottom line is, I think Oscar's life is personal. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you go on TV and you say, I'm single, I guess you're single. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny talking to his All-Stars, of course. Still to come, we're talking combat sports tonight. And when I mean combat sports, I mean boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk about both the world of boxing, 2 heavyweight titles going down there. Of course, the UFC going down, UFC 206 on pay-per-view. But wait, I got to mention this. Peeps, including ex-NFL star Eddie Puff Pass George. Eddie George, I saw him on Bart about a year and a half ago. They're saying Ezekiel Elliott should be Rookie of the Year. Should he? Should he be Rookie of the Year and MVP? Think about that. Whoa. While he's been a major cog in Jerry Jones' wheel, having Dak Prescott at quarterback and a great offensive line, well, that sure helps a lot, don't you think? And there apparently is no merit to the rumor that an admitted drunken radio talk show host of this network occupies his chair at certain times, has lewd pictures of an SBL network Christmas party from years ago. There's no merit to that. Boxer Adrian Broner should probably change his name to Adrian Boner. Why is that? Because this week, a judge ordered him to fork over $175,000, of course, after a sexual three-way ended up on the internet. Why? Because he had it on his hoe phone. He's got three phones. Are you ready for this, folks? Three phones. A family phone, a business phone, and a hoe phone. Adrian Broner, Colin Broner. That's boxing. This is What Is It, Sunday, December 11, 2016.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Durant in traffic. Westbrook. Bang! Durant for three. Bang! Durant pushes. Finds Ibaka. Durant knocks it down. He's got 20. This keeps pouring it on. Durant. Count it and one. Blocked by Ibaka. Picked up by Westbrook. Westbrook to Durant. And the finish. Oh, a huge turnaround.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry. I am not like you guys.
Time to take it to the hardwoods, of course, with my man Zach Attacky. Zach, what's happening in the NBA?
Well, surprisingly, the Golden State Warriors fell 110-89 to the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. The Chicago Bulls defeated the Miami Heat 105-100. The Utah Jazz, they managed to beat the Kings 104-84. In a battle of Texas, the Rockets defeated the Mavericks 109-87. The Spurs, another Texas team, took a 130-101 win over the Nets. And the Los Angeles Clippers defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 133-105.
Let me jump in on you. Let me say two words, one name, Klay Thompson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a scoring display like that, at least not since Kobe Bryant's prime, where someone's putting up 60 points in three quarters like that.
Real points.
Yeah, I mean, they say he only held the ball for 88 seconds. He only dribbled 11 times. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
What does that say about, I mean, is he making a statement as well? He's got all these so-called, like, iconic superstars around him. He's trying to say, I'm just as good as the other guys?
I think so, in a way. But you also have to factor in that because he has all those superstars around him, it's a little easier for someone to score on a defense when the defense is worried about the other four guys, which isn't a common thing to happen.
No, but if you're going to score 60 points, you know, that's quite a statement. I mean, there's not too many guys. I was going to look it up tonight, but there's not too many guys in the history of basketball that have scored 60 points. I would imagine it's probably less than 20.
Right, I know Kobe and Michael Jordan are two of the other ones. So,
and like Will Chamberlain 100 points, and
yeah, so that's a pretty, to be on a list with those guys. You're doing something right.
Exactly. So is this God's team, and that's what they call them up here in the Bay Area, God's team. It's a non-religious, where they're a secular group up here, but that's what they call them, God's team, because of all the talent. Is God's team? Are they obviously they're not perfect? Do they have enough flaws in them to not make it to the NBA Finals to lose at the end?
I would be surprised if they didn't make it all the way to the NBA Finals. I mean, the Warriors, just they're too stacked. Their team is just – there's too much talent on that team. And if they didn't make it, I mean, you'd really have to question how. You would think that they had to have fallen apart along the way.
Interesting. What else is happening in the world? How's my buddy down there? And how's Donald doing?
Donald Sterling, he's not doing too bad. You know, he lost his team. To
I know he lost Brown, his so. Team, but yeah, you know, he's still a bit. I know he's got a big still a fan of the Clippers, and the Clippers have had a decent year. I mean, you know, the Clippers are going to be one of those teams that we're talking about. I think at the end of the season, that's going to be there as far as the playoffs are concerned. Of course, there's probably too many teams in the playoffs. What I'm trying to say is they'll be one of the quality teams in the playoffs.
Well, you know. I know we talk bad about Donald Sterling a lot. A lot of people do, but he did actually build that roster, you know, that they have over there right now. So you got to give him credit for that. He got the deals done, and I guess we got to give David Stern some credit for blocking Chris Paul from coming to the Lakers. But you know, other than that, Donald Sterling put together a good roster that's been competitive for years.
You know, why would he stop Chris Paul from going to the Lakers when the Lakers are such a bad team? I mean, come on.
At the time, they had Kobe and Pau Gasol, so that was why it would have.
Yeah,
been...
but let's be honest. How long has it been since Kobe was Kobe?
Probably since about that time. It's almost like that curse. I would say the last time Kobe was the year that Dwight was here, and he had ended up having to put a lot of the load on him, and it wore him down over the course of the season.
The Boston Celtics received a bomb threat tonight on their tonight on their plane en route to Oklahoma City for Sunday's game versus the Thunder. But they arrived safely and are at the hotel. So somebody called in a bomb threat to an NBA team. You know, if you're on an airplane and somebody calls in a bomb threat, that's got to be some precarious. I mean, you got to be like spitting bananas, spitting with an H all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, that's not the place you want to be when there's a bomb threat. That's probably one of the last places that you
want to. Oh, my God. You know, I want to get out. No, not right now. No doubt about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The San Antonio Spurs continue to impress. I mean, they had a good win tonight, lots of points, and they are considered like one of the top four teams. Let's talk for top four NBA teams. Now, of course, God's team's there, and LeBron is there. Maybe we'll call LeBron God. Maybe we'll call him, if that's God teams, maybe we'll call LeBron Jesus all by himself. Then you've got the San Antonio Spurs. Who's the fourth team? The Clippers?
The Clippers, probably. And actually, I think the Clippers probably match up a little better than the Spurs do with the Warriors, despite getting blown out the other day. I mean, the Clippers, most of the time they've played the Warriors, it's been close games.
Well, who's the team back east that has the Warriors numbers? In Minnesota?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks, yeah.
I don't know why that is. And apparently the Memphis Grizzlies had their number tonight, but I think the Warriors will be fine. They're still learning how to play together, and they've done a really good job so far. They got the best record in the league.
Yeah, circa 1967, Lou Alcindor was drafted number one out of UCLA. Of course, he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So I wasn't hip to the fact that he changed his name, so I sat down there for an NBA game thinking I was going to – I said to my uncle, I said, you know, Milwaukee, they got a great team. He goes, what do you mean? They got 2 7-foot guys. They got that Jabbar guy, and they got Lou Alcindor too. My uncle looks at me with this queer look on his face. No, son, they're both one and the same. You know, like Muhammad Ali changed his name from Cassius Clay. Lou Alcindor was his former name. I said, oh, anyway, was I get schooled. Anyway, what's happening in the world of college basketball?
I just got to say real quick, I mean, how great is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to win a championship for the Milwaukee Bucks?
But hey, what are you trying to say about those Milwaukee Bucks? I mean, they got a great franchise. They draw people week in and week out. They do very well there. Don't knock on the franchise.
Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, they haven't had a lot of success recently, so to do that is impressive.
He was a one. Listen, he could do it all by himself, I thought.
He was able to. I mean, when you look at it, it's like he was able to. There weren't a lot of players on the Bucks at the time. He was pretty much like a one man show over there.
You know, UCLA. John Wooden, the great John Wooden, had him. Had the pot smoker Bill Walton. Had Keith Wilkes, who became Jamal Wilkes. Of course, he was part of that 1975 championship team with the Warriors. I mean, all these, but those two centers, especially two Hall of Fame centers, both coming out of UCLA. I mean, UCLA was like, that was like, how can I put this? It was the mecca of college basketball in the 60s and 70s, Zach. Why did it get away from that?
Well, I think it's just a lot of, you know, conferences. Yeah, a lot of conferences kind of poach players from LA, which is what you see a lot. But now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because UCLA right now is ranked number 2 in the country. They seem to be coming back, and it's largely due to a homegrown talent from down here in this area by the name of Lonzo Ball.
Talk to me about Lonzo Ball. UCLA says, Lonzo Ball, UCLA might have just played the best game you'll see all year. Talk about the game they played tonight against Michigan.
I mean, they beat Michigan by a margin you don't normally see in college basketball. You know, normally it's close games. A lot of games are close on paper, and then you go back and look at it, and it's like it really wasn't that close in actuality. But UCLA managed to beat the Michigan Wolverines, which is a solid team, 102-84. You don't see a lot of 18-point margins when it's two solid teams. And Lonzo Ball, he's like a lot of people are saying the best point guard in the country right now. And one of the top players, they're saying that he might go number one in the draft, which it is early. But him and his brothers, who were both still in high school, I mean, the Ball brothers, which they have like one of the most fitting names, the Ball brothers. And they're all like, they seem to be equally talented. I mean, the other brother scored 72 points in a high school game the other day. That was LiAngelo Ball. So, I mean, that's incredible. And then the youngest brother is averaging 30 points, and he's only 15 in high school, and they've all committed to UCLA.
When O.J. Simpson was playing for a City College up here, I think he ran for 325 yards and scored 42 points.
Wow, that's impressive.
it was just amazing. Seven touchdowns, seven of them.
Yeah, I mean, OJ, and he had one of the few like 2,000-yard rushing years in the NFL.
Back in the early when it was like a lot less games than there is now. I got to ask you this, speaking of OJ Simpson. You know, we've seen the studies on CT, we went into a deep on this show. I'm of the opinion, having been around Simpson, that I think he had brain damage. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, he's a very charismatic figure, to the point where, even though a lot of people believe that he committed murder, when they're actually around him, they still end up liking him, which is kind of crazy in itself.
Well, I told you what they were doing with Magic Johnson was diagnosed as being HIV positive, and 3 weeks later we're at a disco in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's girls slipping their numbers underneath his into his hand at a table. I mean, I'd run a run if I found out that Elizabeth Taylor had AIDS. I think the last thing I want to do is go have sex with Elizabeth Taylor. But yet, women wanted to have sex with Magic Johnson. So I don't know what's the lure there.
I mean, some guys just have that charisma. Magic Johnson has probably the biggest smile in recorded history.
Okay, real quick, 20 seconds, 10 seconds, Zach. Is UCLA the college version of the Warriors, yes or no?
They just might be, yes.
You're tuned to Sports Byline. Next up, we're talking college football with the college football's coaches of the playoff games. Folks, straight up, this is Sports Byline.
Radio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Woo! It's going to be good!
48 hours ago, Washington Huskies coach Chris Peterson flew to Grapevine, Texas for a press conference, of course, with the coaches of the other three major teams in this year's college football playoffs. I'm excited, folks. Alabama's Nick Saban, of course, Ohio State's Urban Meyer, and Clemson's Dabo Sweeney. The bottom line is, these four coaches are unplugged. Part one.
Good evening. My name is Gina Leahy with the College Football Playoff, and on behalf of Bill Hancock and Michael Kelly, we'd like to welcome you all to tonight's news conference. We will ask each coach to make a brief opening comment, and then we will open it up for questions. We'll go ahead and begin with the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. On my far left, please welcome Urban Meyer. Coach, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
on behalf of the Big Ten Conference and the great university I represent. When I first reception, the people that work, the volunteers, and all the time spent to put off this event, it's incredible, and we're honored to be a part of it. So thank you very much.
Next, please welcome Dabo Swinney.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, congratulations to these guys here. You obviously don't get to this point without having a great staff and a great team, and certainly well represented here on this stage. And so we're just honored to be back in it. It was a great experience for us last year, and proud of our team for having a great season this year and earning the opportunity to go compete, with these other three great teams. So
start with Coach Peterson. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. The rookie up here, so I'm just kind of eyes wide open, kind of echoing what they say, what they do. But on behalf of the Pac-12 and the University of Washington, we're so thrilled to have an opportunity. Unbelievable challenge. Playing this great Alabama team and program. But we are so excited, very appreciative of our administration, our players, our coaches, to have an opportunity to get here. Thank you.
And next we'll welcome Nick Saban.
It's great to be back representing the University of Alabama. I'm very proud of our staff, our coaches, our players, all the people at our institution who the coaches up here for all of us, all of our players, to be able to compete against the best teams in the country based on their full body of work for this season. So we're excited to be back here and excited to be a part of this again. And I know our players are looking forward to competing against a great, great University of Washington team who had a fabulous year, and Coach Peterson and his staff did a wonderful job.
All right, we will open it up for questions. Again, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic to you. We'll start in the very far right. I'm sorry, far left. Amy, go ahead.
This question is for Nick. Tominino, WVTM 13 in Birmingham.
Officially, so I'm sure that the University of Houston will make an announcement about who their coach is when they're ready to do that. We're very supportive of Lane in terms of him having an opportunity to be a head coach again after the great job that he did for us. So hopefully that or some other opportunity will work out well for him so that he gets the opportunity to be a head coach again.
We'll go to the middle on the far right aisle.
Michael Casagrande, AL.com. Nick, I just wondered if you'd talk to the quarterbacks. I know Cooper and David were talking about transferring. Do you know if they'll be here for the bowl game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hear that these guys have done a fantastic job for us, and we hope that they get a good opportunity and a chance to play someplace. But they will be with our team, and they're all anxious to finish in the season with us.
We'll go to the middle left aisle.
Coach Peterson, Aaron Suttles, Tuscaloosa News. Just wondering what you thought of Alabama's defense now that you've had a chance to watch them a little bit.
I watched them a little bit. And so I was coming out here today on the plane, and I know about their offense and I know about their defense, and didn't get real excited about watching them. So I put on their special teams, and I was even more depressed showing up here today. So I think that puts it in context for you. They're well coached. They're excellent. I mean, there's a reason that they're ranked how they are.
We'll go to the middle, second row on the right aisle.
For Coach Saban and Mark Burnett, SEC Country. Do you expect Lane Kiffin to be with the team through the college football playoffs?
We'll make that decision when we have something to make a decision about, and we'll do what's best interest for Lane, for our program, our players. But I think he'll want to finish the season with us, but I can't speak to that right now because we haven't discussed something that is a hypothetical situation to this point. And I'm not going to answer any more questions about hypothetical situations.
To all of you coaches, had the voting taking place after the national championship game last year, he might have won it being the only player with 4,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing. How do you feel about the timing of the voting? Do you think that will ever change and be moved until after all the games have been played, and would you advocate that?
I hadn't really given it any thought, to be honest with you. I've never really spent a lot of time worrying about, when they vote on all that stuff. You know, I'm glad that he's been honored as a finalist 2 years in a row, and he's been the MVP of our championship game 2 years in a row. As far as the voting, I mean, I guess to a national champion, but that's about the extent of it.
I don't have any input either, but after playing him last year, I'm voting for him, but I don't have a vote. I think he's a fantastic competitor and a great player and played a fantastic game against us, and I don't get to see him all that much, you know, during the season, but have a tremendous amount of respect for the guy. He did a fabulous job.
We'll go to the middle.
Will Vandervoort, Clemson Insider, and this is for the three coaches that have been here before. Can you talk about, you know, this experience, Coach Saban? I know it's your third time, and for these two down here, yours are second. Can you talk about the experience and what you learned from all the times you come, and now as you try to get your teams ready?
And with all the stuff going on Christmas holiday, that you have just all hands on deck for the one game. So I was very concerned about the parents getting their, or the families being able to go visit the games, and I'm glad to see after the Sugar Bowl a couple of years ago that the NCAA acted quickly and made that decision. That's the right thing to do. I still think we could do more for the players' families because it's, you start putting a conference championship bowl game and then or the semi-playoff and then the final game, and you're talking about $15,000 at times, and that's just – that's. I know the assistant athletic director's kids are going to go for free, so I always say, what about our players' families? But I'm glad to see that worked out, and they're very grateful. I know our families are to get out to Phoenix this time. So I just, once again, I thought the way it was, you know, Mr. Hancock and the entire crew, the way they did their business, the way we retreated, was over the top. And
into the game we were playing, to be honest with you. I mean, just like we do every week. So it was a great experience at the Orange Bowl. You know, our guys were able to somewhat enjoy the bowl experience, and I thought the CFP folks, Bill Hancock and Michael Kelly and them, did a great job. And you know, with the structure of it, we had great preparation. And the new thing to me was, you know, you win the game, so that was a lot of added thought for myself in trying to map out a good plan as far as how we get ready, how we transition the logistics, you know, all the stuff that goes with, you know, most of the time you go to a bowl game, you win the game, and you know, it was a good, and we were started, it was a great experience, really not anything I would change. We learned a lot, and we had great preparation. We lost to a great football team, and I thought once we got to the national championship site, it was really just like a little bit of a longer away game. And it was very businesslike for our guys, and I'm glad that we're getting an opportunity to go compete again.
Well, I personally think that all the people who worked to put this playoff on have done a phenomenal job of hosting the teams. Last year in Dallas, the year before the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl a year ago, these people did a phenomenal job of having the respect of not only being at a bowl game, but also the respect of these guys are playing a playoff game. And it was a little bit different approach, and I think it was a good approach, and we appreciated it. I think each year we've learned a little bit more about how much do you need to practice, how much time do you have to give. And these 12, some we've...
We'll go to the middle, second row from the back.
I'm Maggie Hetzel, CNN Sports. Coach Peterson, you've helped turn Washington around. You've pulled off some big upsets in your career, but how are you going to embrace the underdog role going into the game with Alabama?
You know, like we do any game, really. I mean, we're just going to study tape, like Coach Saban's saying, you know, try to figure out the best way to practice our guys with the combination of getting better, but also getting them fresh and healed up and ready to play, you know, a really big game. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that I think coaches have different philosophies on in terms of this time that we have, so much time between you play. Some guys like to practice a whole bunch, some don't. And, you know, I don't know what the right answer is, but I think we're always trying to tinker with that and figure out what the best thing for our players is.
We'll go to the very far back.
Alabama, for this to be from home. And Coach Saban, your record in the Georgia Dome is just incredible. What do you like about playing in Atlanta?
I'm supposed to answer first. Well, first of all, We certainly appreciate the hospitality that we get when we come to Atlanta. I don't think that any of the success that we've had in the past is going to have any effect on the next game that we have here in Atlanta because I don't really think that there's any advantage or disadvantage. It's a neutral site game for both of us. I think the field when we played there against Florida was 53 yards wide and 100 yards deep. So I think it'll be that way for both teams. They're both very good teams with a lot of good players. So it's going to be who can execute the best and play the best with the most.
We've dealt with all year long. I think all the venues that most of us play in get really loud, and you practice with that all the time. And it'll be a challenge. I think it always is. I think the big challenge is, not getting too emotional about the whole situation and keeping emotions in check and not letting the pageantry and the emotional part of the game get too big. And that's easier said than done, but it's something that we work on all the time.
We'll go to the first row in the middle.
Coach Saban in the front row right here. Right here in the front row, Coach. Yes, sir. AP Stedham, BamaMag.com. Coach, what is unique about University of Washington's quarterback, Jake Browning?
Well, I went to California yesterday, so I got to watch Washington all the way out. I was very, very impressed. Some very good backs, some very talented, who really understands his offense very well, executes it very well, gets the ball out of his hand quickly, knows when to throw the RPOs and when to hand the ball off, and can make plays down the field as well. So, and is athletic enough to scramble, extend plays, and make plays with his feet. So this is probably as good an all-around player at that position that we've played against all year long.
Well, Zachary, I got to tell you, the Chick-fil-a Peach Bowl, of course, that's going to be New Year's Eve, Saturday. Of course, 3 p.m. in the East. That's 12 o'clock out here on the West Coast. ESPN, of course. I'm talking about number 4, Georgia, versus number 1, Alabama, in the night game at the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. That's going to be in Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona. Number 3, Ohio State, versus number 2, Clemson. Wasn't that the other way around? Ohio State number 2 and Clemson number 3, did they switch around there after the last couple of games or what?
Yeah, they've switched around. And at one point, Michigan was ranked, but they had that controversial ending against Ohio State. So now they're in the number 5 right now. So they're kind of on the outside looking in. Interesting playoff picture. Alabama definitely looks like the favorite.
Well, no doubt about that. And you listen to these four coaches, they all got class. And I got to say this, Chris Peterson being the rookie there, I watched this video of this interview, of this press conference, and he seems to be like a kid at the circus, like, I'm here, but, I'm not really here. So it's sort of cool watching a rookie do this. Part number 2, the playoff coaches, of course, for the college football playoffs, of course, taking place December 31st. The championship game goes down January 9th. That's on a Monday. Straight up, figures to be a great, exciting year of college football. These top 4 teams look good. Part number 2 still to come. Hour number 2 live here on the West Coast. This is Johnny talking to Saul Sarves live from Sports Byline.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
The First Lady. I never thought I'd say that. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco is All Stars. Zach Attack, besides Wayne Gretzky in hour number two, what's up?
We got other fighters. You know, he was in the sport with a lot of fighting, but we got boxing and mixed martial arts on the table.
Have you ever seen a hockey guy that could really fight? If hockey guys could really fight, one of those guys would be knocking all those dudes dead.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's a little different when you're on skates. There's certain tactics that you would do differently than if you were just wearing regular shoes.
Quite possibly the greatest athletes of all time, the ability to skate backwards at 25 and 30 miles an hour and hit a hockey puck and things like that. I mean, I can't think of too many endeavors that require more coordination than that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's definitely a difficult thing, and it takes a lot of coordination, but there's other things you got to do on top of that, and I think it's impressive.
Okay, so why don't hockey fans get laid?
I think they do. They just only do missionary, you know?
Is that what it is? Is that the missionary thing? Because, you know, the reason why we say that, folks, is because every time there's a playoff in town or around, we look for in Craigslist, see who's offering sex, you know, for free tickets, right? And we've got free tickets for fights. We've got free tickets for dog fights. We've got free tickets to the museum for free sex for tickets to the museum. NBA, boxing, UFC, you name it, but nothing for hockey. So we wonder, do hockey fans have sex? You can call us in the second hour and let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's right. We're asking the question, do hockey fans get laid? Here on Sports Byline. Live from the left coast, the west coast, I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco is off. I'm coming to you from Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Two car bombs have exploded outside of a Turkish soccer stadium. The explosions took place after most fans had already left the stadium in Istanbul and seemed to have targeted police. Turkish officials are calling it a terrorist attack and dozens are injured. So far, no deaths confirmed, although several media outlets say there are casualties. President-elect Donald Trump criticizing the CIA over a report claiming Russia helped influence the November election. The Trump transition team released a statement blasting the credibility, saying, quote, "These are the same people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction." The revelations, first reported in the Washington Post, say the Russian government gave WikiLeaks thousands of hacked emails from the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman. President Obama has ordered a full review by intelligence agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
President-elect Donald Trump has met with ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson for the second time this week, according to a person familiar with the private meeting today. Tillerson is said to be under serious consideration for the job of Secretary of State. Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has taken himself out of the running for a position in the Trump administration. He was considered an early frontrunner to be Secretary of State. Speaking on Fox News this morning, Giuliani talked about the current relationship between Trump and Mitt Romney, who is also said to be considered for the cabinet position.
I think Mitt Romney, I mean, I voted for him. I supported him. I thought he'd been a much better president than Barack Obama. But I do think, like Mike Huckabee does, he should apologize. Or at least he should explain what he meant by some of the comments which hurt me greatly when I was campaigning for my friend Donald Trump.
And the government is avoiding a shutdown after Senate Democrats backed down on a threat to block a short-term funding bill. The Senate passed the measure 63-36 just minutes before a midnight deadline. This is USA Radio News.
This is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know they may be affected by it. This fungus is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the fungus that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most mainstream media. Go to gutkiller4.com now to watch the shocking presentation. That's gutkiller4.com.
Arizona Senator John McCain weighing in on Donald Trump's reported pick for Secretary of State. At today's Army-Navy game in Baltimore, McCain told Fox News, Rex Tillerson's close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin is concerning.
Vladimir Putin is a thug, a bully, and a murderer. And anybody else who describes him as anything else is lying. So we cannot have an accommodation with the Russians.
McCain added he is going to give the president-elect the benefit of the doubt and further examine his pick. The funeral for one of two Georgia police officers killed in the line of duty is planned for tomorrow. America's police officer Nicholas Ryan Smarr was responding to a domestic dispute Wednesday when he and Georgia Southwestern State University campus policeman Jody Smith were shot. The Macon Telegraph reports Smarr's funeral will be held at the Georgia Southwestern State University Storm Dome tomorrow afternoon. Services are pending for Smith. There's a funeral on Monday for former NFL player Joe McKnight. The Louisiana native was killed in a road rage incident last week. The suspect, Robert Gasser, is being held on a $500,000 bond, but wants that reduced. A hearing is scheduled for December 21st. And it looks like the Pentagon is sending another 200 soldiers to Syria to help fight ISIS. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the move today. The new troops will join 300 U.S. Special Forces already on the ground in Syria.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Are you ready? DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Hour number two, live from the West Coast, and these Sports Byline studios are on the air. Check it. My name is Pedro Fernandez.
And I'm Zach Young.
A.K.A. Johnny Taco, who just blew his line there. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack, of course, Lamar Jackson, the youngest Heisman Trophy winner ever. Wow, what makes him so special?
I mean, the combination of running, mostly the running ability. I mean, he's almost like a running back who happens to be able to throw the ball pretty well.
So he's got NFL in his future. Is he big enough?
I'd say so. I mean, and he's on a team. There's not much around him, and he's made the team. You know, they've been ranked the last couple years.
Interesting. Of course, boxing on television tonight, a couple of title fights, heavyweight title fights going down this past day as well. Got some UFC action as well?
Yeah, UFC. I mean, we had Pettis versus Holloway, so that's coming up in the next hour as well.
And, of course, our athlete of the week next coming, who's that?
Wayne Gretzky, of course, of L.A. Kings fame.
The Mr. Hockey himself. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the West Coast, the Left Coast, this is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
Greatest athletes in sports history, and tonight we're talking Wayne Gretzky, of course, of NHL fame. And Wayne Gretzky, I mean, you know, we mock hockey a lot on this program, and we kind of talk down on hockey, but Wayne Gretzky has kind of an interesting perspective on the state of the game today.
Best story you have from taking one of the Stanley Cups you've won for the day somewhere?
Well, when we first won the Stanley Cup, we created the whole persona of the players taking the cup.
Oh, for a day?
No, we just took it for as long as we wanted. So the first time we won it, I was sitting in the locker room, and I was the last guy to leave the locker room. The Stanley Cup was there, and I was standing beside my dad. And I said to Glenn Sather, what do we do with the Stanley Cup? Because, you know, we never won it. Yeah. He goes, well, you guys won it, take it. And so we took it everywhere. So we took it to barbecues, we took it to friends' houses, we took it to restaurants, we took it to hospitals. And finally, and the guy, this guy from the NHL, he should be thanking the Edmonton Oilers. They created this guy. He's going to have a job to follow the cup around.
Yeah. I had that guy on a podcast once. His whole life is he just guards the cup.
He carries the cup.
What would you do on your day with the Stanley Cup if you won? Well, I know it'd be an amazing comeback for you at age 48.
From all the stories I heard, I definitely would never drink out of it. I would never do that. But I would have a bunch of friends and family. I'd get hammered. I don't know, end up at a Hooters. Out. I'd probably lose it. Probably be in a river.
Lose the cup.
Yeah, if I did
would
it.
Be the first guy to lose.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Better hecklers, like a medium-level comedy club or an NHL game?
Depends on the city.
Okay. Yeah.
Depends on the city. Boston.
The old Boston Garden, you could hear everything.
They knew like the names of referees. Yeah. That's like when I was like, wow. I remember watching the guy heckle Kerry Frazier like the whole game.
Yeah.
And he started at 10 and he never dipped. The whole time was just Frazier, just screaming at him.
Should any NHL ticket cost more than $99?
Well, if you're going to watch Crosby or Ovechkin, yeah, because those guys are worth it.
It still feels like a blue collar sport to me. And I think they try to chase the NBA a little bit with the ticket prices, and I wish some of them were lower.
Well, why don't you start with the overpriced NBA? Everybody's always picking on hockey.
Wayne, are hockey players becoming too fast, too big, and too strong?
No, not at all.
There's some like 6'8 dudes
there. Oh, my God, these guys are so fast, and they're so big. I took my son to an NHL game a few years ago. He was like 8 years old. And I like sitting down by the ice like you do.
Yeah.
So the Kings are always nice, and they get me seats down by the ice. And after the first period, my son looked at me and he said, okay, did you really play in this league? It is fast.
What's your favorite seat if you could sit in any seat?
I like to sit in the corner right on the ice.
What about you?
I actually like sitting center ice upper deck.
Oh, for the wide view?
Yeah. I like seeing the whole thing. I like sitting there for football. I sat there once.
I can have the same view from the corner on the ice as he has from up top.
True.
Yeah, that's why he's the great one. And I tell jokes.
I mean, you know, Wayne Gretzky, good on the mic. He actually hosted Saturday Night Live once. And all kinds of career stats, you know, most goals in a season. He won 4 Stanley Cups, most assists in a season, most goals in a career. But I think more impressive, if you just listen to the highlights of Wayne Gretzky, I think it says the most that you could hear about him as a player.
Gretzky, nice pass to Curry. Curry in the field. He scores! A record-breaking short-handed goal.
It's the NHL's version of Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. Wayne Gretzky went on a remarkable 51-game point-scoring streak in the 1983-84 season.
He is everything you've ever heard about a game-up.
Another one of the 60 NHL records that Gretzky holds. He passed Gordie Howe to become the NHL's all-time scoring leader in October of 1989.
To the side of the net, Taylor to Gretzky, he scores! Wayne Gretzky has tied it and broken Gordie Howe's record!
Maybe it was only fitting that an award such as this takes a lot of teamwork and a lot of help. And both teams who are here today are definitely a big part of the 1,800 points that I've got in my career.
Game 7 of the 1993 Campbell Conference Final. Gretzky put the Kings on his back.
And sends them back to Gretzky. Gretzky scores!
His hat trick against Toronto would send L.A. to the Stanley Cup Final.
Gretzky trailing. Gretzky looking. Gary Curry. McSorley to Gretzky. Scores! He did it! He did it! The greatest goal scorer in National Hockey League history is Wayne Gretzky. His 802nd goal and his 1,117th game.
You've always been the great one, but tonight you become the greatest.
Gretzky was on another level at the 1978 World Junior Championship. He led the tournament in scoring with 17 points. He was also just 16 years of age.
Inside the blue line, Gretzky getting set, he shoots, he scores! Just a one-man show, Wayne Gretzky.
Howard just whips it in. Here's Lemieux poking at the center. Lemieux ahead to Gretzky. Has Murphy with him on a 2-on-1 to Lemieux. And a goal, he shoots, he scores!
There wouldn't have been any Game 3 heroics if Canada hadn't won Game 2 of the 87 Canada Cup. Wayne Gretzky had 5 assists against the Soviets, a performance he would call the best of his career.
Murphy to Gretzky, hit the post, rebound, they score! Canada wins, the series is tied!
Gretzky's still out there, killing the penalty. Here he goes after the puck, he's played all night. Wayne Gretzky in on goal, just scores in overtime! The winner, Edmonton win 5-4.
Gretzky loves to go high, love that inside, and there it is, a great shot just inside the goalpost.
Gretzky set an incredible pace in the 1981-82 season, scoring an NHL record 92 goals. Even more remarkable was what he did in the first half of that season. In Edmonton's 39th game, the great one would reach the 50-goal plateau.
5 seconds.
Pound for pound, pound for pound, the greatest hockey player of all time, the Muhammad Ali of hockey, Zach?
I would say so. I mean, it's hard to really rank anyone ahead of him. I mean, Gordie Howe is another person a lot of people would say. But it's sort of like the argument, like, Gordie Howe's almost like Bill Russell, and Wayne Gretzky's like Michael Jordan, in that he won less championships, but he kind of did it in a way where he was like a more dynamic player, I would say. And the fact that he scored 50 goals in 39 games kind of speaks to that.
You know, he was hockey because when he was happening, hockey was a major sport, believe it or not. I mean, I was looking at hockey just now on CBSSports.com, and they're not listing the top sports there. I mean, you have to go like to other, you know what I mean, to get them. Like they're over there with NASCAR, and NASCAR I thought was very popular, but straight up – I would thought, you know, back in the day, hockey occupied Sunday afternoons, actually Sunday mornings on the West Coast, Sunday afternoons on the East Coast, as far as every Sunday in hockey season, there was a big hockey game on NBC. It was a ritual. I mean, families did it on the West Coast, the East Coast. Hockey just isn't an alluring sport anymore. I mean, they offer me free tickets to go down to the Sharks. I'm not going to knock the people that offer me the tickets, but I don't go.
It's crazy to think. And I mean, you look at like soccer in this country, it's taken a while for soccer to really gain a foothold here. And like the last female World Cup, the last men's World Cup, both surpassed hockey's numbers. So I think soccer's growing and it might be taking the spot that hockey used to occupy.
You know, our next segment, we'll be talking boxing and mixed martial arts, combat sports. But I'm looking at the headlines here. WBA number one ranked heavyweight Luis King Kong Ortiz, 27-0, 22 KOs. He knocked out some guy that was 9-2 or 9-1 tonight. Anyway, no surprise there. But that guy might be the best heavyweight going. We'll talk about that in a bit. You think he's got a shot at being the best?
I think so, but he has some stiff competition in terms of Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua.
I don't know about Wilder, but Joshua, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack, Young and myself, after the break, talking combat sports here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the West Coast, this is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.
Wilson House, where news coverage is just getting underway.
I'm disappointed about having to leave Edmonton. I truly admire all the fans and respect everyone over the years.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Unbelievable.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365 One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Referee Steve Gray has to step in and call a halt to the contest. The official time comes in round number three. It's 2 minutes, 2 seconds. The winner by TKO victory, still undefeated now with a record of 18 victories, 18 wins by knockout. Still the IBF heavyweight champion of the world, AJ Anthony Joshua.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
You know, about 20 years ago, I coined a phrase, a Mexican heavyweight is really a fat middleweight. And I think that Eric Molina proved that day. Of course, Eric Molina challenged Anthony Joshua for the IBF heavyweight title, which was across the pond in the UK. And after the fight, Joshua had this to say.
Anthony, good to see Rob McCracken on your shoulder there, the first fight of this new partnership. Let me talk about the fight first. Eric Molina, everybody was talking on paper that it could be a potential banana skin with everybody talking about the future. Disaster averted for you tonight.
I don't know what averted means.
Avoided. There's no disasters. Disaster averted for you tonight.
Disaster or averted. Disaster or... You know, he was trying to tee up with some haymakers. Excuse the pun. But, you know, that's heavyweight boxing. They look for the shots to try and stop you. I bet I was patient because... As I said, people are fresh early on. And we move on. It's not the end of the story yet. We're still on that grind. So we get back to the drawing board and move on to 2017.
Taking nothing away from Eric Molina, but were you surprised at his negative tactics tonight, or did you simply not allow him to get into the fight?
It's two types of thing they can do. You can get a Dylan and Derek type of fight, or you can get someone who comes in the ring like Eric Molina. So it's hard though dealing with a negative fighter who's not giving you many options. Because someone who's waiting on the back foot, you've got to create them. So I just had to be patient and create the opportunity. So no problem. It's the style that you've got to deal
with. Now though, that some opponents are beating themselves before they get into the ring with 18 straight knockouts?
Nah. These opponents, like, because I'm not one to talk, but I'm not one to mess around. But still, I stayed consistent, I've stayed dedicated, and I'm still not at my peak yet. So, you know, the longer I keep on training and staying in the gym, the better I'll become.
It's a strange mix that you're heavyweight champion of the world, but I think in your own words and Rob McCracken's words as well, you're still a heavyweight in progress. Are we seeing developments, especially now you are...
Like the nutritionist, the physios, Max, the list goes on, do you know what I mean? So everyone that's putting in work is really producing what they're seeing in the ring right now.
Okay, let's move things forward to the future. Do you feel now that after that defence of your title... a relatively straightforward defence, that you're ready to step up to the next level of opponents now? I can see an array of heavyweights at ringside.
No problem.
Okay, seems like a good time to bring in promoter Eddie Hearn. What's next?
Well, I think tonight is as good a time as any to announce what's next. And at this time, I'd like to bring in Bernd Bonzi and Vladimir Klitschko to the ring right now in Manchester. Anthony Joshua against Vladimir Klitschko at Wembley Stadium on April the 29th, live and exclusive on Sky Way Championship of the World.
Vladimir, welcome to Manchester. What did you make of Anthony's performance, and how excited are you about the prospect of facing him?
First of all, congratulations to you, champ. AJ, you got it. I was watching AJ fighting in London 2012. When he won gold medal. I never thought to ask you this question. I want to ask you three questions. Do you want to see a big fight? Do you want to see a fight where two Olympic champions are involved? Hockey! I don't hear you!
Anthony, he's here. Apparently the deal was done. Wembley Stadium. How do you feel about that?
What happened to London O2 Arena? The good times. But listen, we move on to a bigger arena. More people can come and view it. I shared the ring with the champ. Very respectful man outside the ring. Very competitive in the ring. And two warriors are coming together. This is the step up that people have wanted. Klitschko wants his belts back. May the best man win.
Klitschko sounded like a bit of a geek there, didn't he, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, he's no Conor McGregor on the mic, is he?
No doubt about that, of course. Now, Showtime has some fights. Now, before we get to HBO, Showtime has some fights. Now, my man, Julian Williams of Philadelphia, came up short against Jermall Charlo. Is Charlo that good?
Charlo looked pretty good tonight. I had the fight even actually going into the fifth round, and that's when he managed to – even in terms of rounds, but Charlo was ahead by a point because he knocked him down in the second round. But I thought Julian Williams was looking pretty good. He just couldn't take Charlo's punch, and that's what it came down to.
Julio Cesar Chavez coming back, Junior. Talking about Junior comes back. He's now 50 wins, 2 losses, and a draw, 32 KOs. Won a 10-round decision out of where Dominic Brench, who came in 33-2, left 33-1. But the surprise here was that he weighed 167, and he actually looked like a fighter. I mean, he looked lean. He looks good.
Yeah, he has the talent. He just doesn't have the drive. That's why, you know, we got to see him put it together a couple of times. But I've always thought he was naturally talented as a fighter.
Imagine that. No amateur background.
No amateur background, and he managed to get to the height of the sport at one point. So
yeah, well,
you got to give him some credit.
Tell you, the late Jose Suleiman, may God rest his soul, but the last time he was erect was when Chavez Jr. won the WBC middleweight title. I kid you not. Now, talk to me about this HBO card, because Terrence Crawford was involved from Omaha, Nebraska. You know, they're one of those boxing hotspots.
Yeah, I mean, such a well, you know, to Omaha's credit, they come out and they support him and they fill the stadium. It's like they're watching the Big Red out there. So they certainly showed up tonight. And Terrence Crawford, I mean, he put a beating on John Molina from the opening round to the end. And I think the real turning point in the fight was in the eighth round. Molina started to taunt Terrence Crawford. And Max Kellerman has said a lot of times, and he's right about this, that Terrence Crawford is just a mean fighter. So when Terrence Crawford saw him taunting him, he took him apart basically instantly after that. He ended the fight about 20 seconds later. So
There's no doubt in my mind, Zach, that he's a mean fighter, because I've been around him for the last two WBO conventions. He was in Puerto Rico, and then the year before he was in Florida. And he just has that, you know, I mean, he's not the guy to mess with, especially to piss off. And, of course, Molina pissed him off by not making the weight to begin with. Molina now 29-7. I guess no surprise that he won. But you're right, in front of 11,000 people, and, you know, you got to give him some props. He drew 11,000 people, and that's great.
Yeah, in Omaha. I mean, that's not a fight city, and he manages to fill up that arena every time he fights there, and he puts on good performances. I didn't think that he lost a round tonight.
Well, there was one. It was Ron Stander came from Omaha, and he fought Joe Frazier for the heavyweight title, and he didn't last that long, but he's still a hero in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, straight up, let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC was in action tonight. First of all, how'd the California kid do, Uriah Faber?
I mean, Uriah Faber, he didn't – wait, no, that wasn't tonight. He wasn't on this card tonight.
He wasn't on this card tonight? I thought no. He was on this card tonight. All right, talk to me about Pettis and Holloway then. I apologize.
No problem. I mean, there's so many cards. They're oversaturating. I don't blame you. I blame the UFC for that.
Well, I want all these guys to get work, though. I mean, if they keep getting work, get paid, more power to them. That's what's happening. The guys are getting paid.
Yeah, you're right.
The guys are getting paid.
I mean, speaking of a guy who's getting paid and fighting off in Donald Cerrone in the co-main event, he managed to knock out Matt Brown with a head kick at 34 seconds into round three. So that was impressive.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the main event, Max Holloway became the first guy to stop Anthony Pettis. And he did so by TKO in the third round. So, I mean, I picked Max Holloway going into that fight. He just seemed like the sharper fighter. Were you surprised at the result?
Well, I'm not really surprised at anything, because when a guy cuts 10 pounds, you never know what's going to happen. You heard him say, you just never know. Look, Roy Jones fought John Ruiz at 200 pounds and went back down, cut all kinds of weight to 175. He was never, ever the same fighter again. I think that some guys just can't lose the weight. And I think that while Frankie Edgar could make 145 and look strong coming from 155, I don't think Pettis could.
I think you're correct about that. I mean, Pettis, he looked good in his other fight at featherweight, but I don't know. Tonight, he just didn't have it. And I think Max Holloway is really on a tear right now. And I think I'd give him a good chance at upsetting Jose Aldo.
Oh, well, that's going to be a great fight if that goes down. Now, UFC 207, real quick, the semi-main event, of course, I think it should be the heavyweight main event. Oh, man, I'm talking about Fabricio Verdum and Cain Velasquez. We like C-level Cain. Dominic Cruz looks like a winner. And Amanda Nunes, you really think you still got faith in her? She's going to rock over Double R Ronda Rousey?
If I had to bet, that's what I would pick, because Ronda Rousey just, you know, I know you can't go too off of outside of the cage, but she just hasn't looked comfortable in these, like, public appearances recently.
We're going to talk college football with the top four college football coaches in the next segment, a short segment. And, of course, we're going to go to the NFL afterwards. And the Oakland Raiders, I thought they were tired to have to play Thursday night, and they looked flat, and they lost in Kansas City. They lost in Kansas City to, of all people, my man, Alex Smith. Is Alex Smith the big – I think he's a choke. What do you think, Alex Smith, as a quarterback?
I think he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's a great quarterback, but – He was fired up for that game. The Raiders coach had talked down on him, and he went out there and proved that he belonged there.
Yeah, he did do that. He did shut a lot of people up, including myself. You are tuned to Sports Byline, talking college football with the top four coaches in the college football playoffs coming up, of course, in the next segment. And then we'll also talk the NFL right here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Sports Byline, live on the West Coast.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Entering the coaches of the 2016-2017 college football playoffs, talking about Washington Huskies coach Chris Peterson, of course, wow, Alabama's Nick Saban, Ohio State's Urban Meyer, and Clemson's Dabo Swinney. This went down earlier this week, straight up a great press conference.
We've got time for a couple more questions. We'll go back in the middle on the right aisle.
Barrett Sully, Bleacher Report. Nick, you said you watched tape there and back from California. Overall impressions, first initial impressions of Ross and Pettis, and what does having two receivers like that do to a defense that can basically do a...
Coached, and they do a lot of things to utilize those weapons, and I think that's always a real challenge when a team has that kind of balance and all those weapons. And I think this is by far probably the most explosive, most balanced offensive team that we played all year long.
We'll go back in the first row in the middle, please.
Coach Peterson, all the other coaches up here have already been in the playoff before. So for you, that's a bit of a disadvantage. Have you reached out to any coaches that have been in this previously? And what are the plans to approach this game, knowing that you possibly have a quick turnaround for another game?
I have not. I'm going to talk to all three of them after this meeting right here and see if they'll tell me anything. You know, I mean, we have good time to prepare, and they just put together the best plan we could for a football game, you know, against the best in the country is really what it is. And, you know, that's our plan, unless these guys will give me something that they're holding out on.
We'll take our final question here on the very far right.
Edward Ashoff, ESPN. This is for all four of you. Considering the increase in summer camps and some of the upsets we've seen the last few years, have you noticed the talent gap in college football between smaller schools and bigger schools kind of narrowing recently?
Coach Meyer, if you want to start.
You know, I hate to answer something. I'm giving a lot of thought. The talent gap between
smaller schools and bigger power.
Our games and championship weekend, I did watch some football games, but that was all not small schools, so I can't answer that question.
I would say that you better show up ready to play every week. Watch college football. You see 1AA teams beating Division I teams. I think that the way recruiting is now, so many guys committed so early, you know, we all miss out on a lot of great seniors. You know, guys still develop. I can't tell you how many great seniors that I've seen over the years that because of where recruiting is now, they end up at some of these other schools that certainly were good enough for Clemson or Alabama or whoever. And so you better come out there that can be closer. I don't know where it was, you know, 20 years ago. I have no idea how to measure that. But I just know you better show up every week because everybody's got good players. And I think it's a product of the scholarships and the recruiting cycle and the timing of it and how it's changed. You're seeing some great kids at some of these programs. You can look at the NFL and look at where some of these guys are getting drafted from. So that's the biggest thing. That's why you better treat every opponent with great respect because if you don't, you get beat. Because all you got to do is be better that day.
I would say exactly what Dabo just said.
have the increase in camps, though, helped that over the last few years?
How does the increase of camps see these players? And I think they all get evaluated. I think one of the critical things is what Dabo said, and this is one of the reasons I hate to see us change the recruiting calendar, have early signing date, because there are a lot of players. Football is a developmental game. So a guy can be a totally different player when he's a senior than he is when he's a sophomore or a junior relative to his development. So when we have to all make decisions early on about physical ability, character, intelligence, academics, all these things, it makes it more difficult so you can make more mistakes in recruiting because you don't pass them up is one of the reasons that some of these other schools get very good players. But I also think there's an expectation that is very difficult for players to manage. You know, when you go in a game and you're favored, everybody loves the underdog. The underdog has tremendous motivation. Our team was not the underdog one time all year this year. The expectation is always tremendous for whether you're going to win this game and by how many points and all that kind of stuff. So it really takes a very mature competitor and a very mature team to be able to play to a standard and not be affected by these external factors and expectations. And that's one of the things that I was, championship game, you don't need to win this game, and you still get in the playoff. I've never played in a game I didn't want to win. I never played in a game that wasn't important to win. But I do think that we were affected a little bit by our approach and preparation in that game by that, and hopefully, you know, we won't have to deal with that any time soon.
The great Urban Meyer, of course, Ohio State, along with Chris Peterson, Washington, Nick Saban. Of course, Nick Saban's got it going on right now in Dabo Swinney. Bottom line is, let's talk about the games that go down. Of course, New Year's Eve, the Georgia Dome, Atlanta, Georgia, number 4, Washington against number 1, Alabama. And, of course, at Glendale, Arizona, that's later in the day, it'll be number 3, Ohio State versus number 2, Clemson. Now, Zach, I'm going to go to you with some odds here. Surprisingly, I think Ohio State is number 3, but they're favored by 3.5 points. Are you surprised?
No, I mean, I'm not really surprised. You know, I think that they have a more dynamic offense, I would say.
And Urban Meyer, doesn't he sound like Coach John Johnson to an extent without the Southern twang? You know, can you tell the Ohio sound there?
Yeah, he definitely has that Ohio sound. And Nick Saban, I've always thought, kind of looked like Billy Bob Thornton, the actor.
That's Billy Bob Thornton. Have you seen Bad Santa 2?
I haven't seen that yet.
No, wait till it comes out on bootleg. The first one was a great movie. Okay, so we talked about 3.5-point favorites, Ohio State over Clemson. Now, in the big game, the number 1-ranked Alabama, of course, is an 11-point favorite over number 4, Washington. Washington sort of, you know, are they just there for the ride?
Well, they've been a good team all year. They've beaten a lot of good teams. But it's kind of one of those weird scenarios where I actually think that USC is one of the best teams in the country. But because they lost those 3 games early in the year, I mean, they're not going to be in the playoffs. It's understandable that they're not. But they beat Washington. They were the team to beat Washington, and they've really been on a roll lately.
Interesting. Of course, who do you think is going to come out here on top January the 19th? They play the semi-playoffs, or we'll call them the semifinals, on New Year's Eve, and they come back January the 9th, which is a Monday, and they roll with the championship game. What do you think happens? Who do you think is going to be there?
I think it has to be Alabama, and I mean, I don't know. I think I'm leaning towards Clemson and Alabama rematch in the national championship.
I'm looking at some NFL lines here. Let's look at some NFL lines. The heck with college. We talked enough college football tonight. Look at the NFL lines here. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. What's the line there? I know you and I have different lines because we go to different websites. My line here says Buffalo minus 3. What's your line say?
Actually, I think this is one of the rare times where we're actually lined up on that.
Okay. I'm a Buffalo. What's happening with Big Ben? Why is Big Ben an underdog here?
I think that Big Ben is kind of still bouncing back from injury, so I think that's the only reason why he's not necessarily favored.
Has Big Ben been Big Ben this year?
I think so. I mean, he's played really well this year. I think just the injuries have kind of – they've weighed him down a bit, but when he's been healthy, you've still seen the same Big Ben.
Okay, Washington, 2.5-point favorite in Philadelphia.
Washington, 2 that's kind of surprising to me. I think that I would have to favor Philadelphia in that game.
Notice I didn't mention what we call the Washington team, this Washington.
Yeah, I almost forgot all about almost forgot they even existed.
Well, you know, the bottom line is they've got to change that name. Everybody says it except the owner. I mean, is everybody but the owner. The players aren't too enthralled with it. And, of course, they brought out some Native American guy that said it was cool. Did you see that? I mean, they brought some one guy out. They put him out there on stage. And he goes, I think being called a Redskins cool and this and that. Well, guess what? 99.9% of Indians don't feel that way. So take us through your best picks tomorrow or right later today as far as the NFL is concerned, Zach.
Well, best picks, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think that the Atlanta Falcons, they're favored right now as they're a 5.5 favorite over the LA Rams. I think that's a good pick. I think that they're going to beat the Rams by more than that because it's going to be difficult for them to keep up with that high-powered Atlanta offense.
Well, now, when can the Rams get it together? Will one draft make the Rams a contender?
I think so. I think next year they'll be a lot better. Jared Goff has shown some flashes, but he really doesn't have any receivers. So they got to get some better receivers, probably a little better O-line. And the defense is actually one of the better defenses in the league, so I'm not too worried about that.
Am I looking here at Green Bay being favored by 3 points at home over Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking at. No, Seattle's the favorite.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So Green Bay's an underdog at home?
Yeah, that's crazy to think. I think Green Bay will take that. I don't think that – I mean, I think that's – Green Bay is one of the most difficult places to play, and even though it's the Seahawks, I think Green Bay will find a way to win that game.
The Oakland Raiders look flat against Alex Smith. Of course, Alex Smith was fired up, and he was motivated and that kind of good stuff. He probably had one of the best games he's had in a long, long time, although the Kansas City Chiefs have a great record. I just thought the Raiders were – they were just due for a letdown. I mean, it was just too much hype and too much going. You know what I'm trying to say? They just had too much going in one direction, and they had to play a short week, and I just think it got to them.
Well, that was their first road loss of the season. So, I mean, you can't be too upset that it was their first road loss. It was a divisional rival who actually beat them earlier in the year. So they might just have their number, the Chiefs.
So does Dak Prescott, I talked about this in the What Is Hip Open, does Dak Prescott deserve big bucks next year? Does he get $545,000 to start?
He'll probably get a little better money next year, but I mean, it is still only 1 year, so I don't know how much they'd increase.
Wait, so you're trying to tell me if he and Ezekiel Elliott take this team to the Super Bowl, something Tony Romo couldn't do? Come on, Tony Romo, where's he? 4 games in the last 2 years. I mean, and they're paying him $20 million. If a guy was getting paid, if I saw that guy sitting on the bench making $20, I think I'd be throwing balls at him.
Well, there's a lot of factors you got to consider here. The Cowboys have had one of the best offensive lines for a while, true, right? True. And they have probably a Hall of Fame receiver, Dez Bryant. They definitely have a Hall of Fame tight end, Jason Witten. And now they just added a guy who has a pretty good chance of becoming a Hall of Fame running back. I'd say the most unproven is Dak Prescott, but he has a great team around him. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But Zach, Dak Prescott is sort of like myself. I surround myself with geniuses, and they make me look good.
You're right, and he might be having the best rookie season ever for a quarterback. So you can't take that away from him. It's just that he's in a perfect storm, I would say.
Colin Kaepernick is selling his digs in San Jose and moving to New York. Are you surprised?
I mean, I'm not too surprised. I think that it's been a stressful time in San Francisco, and that might be coming to a close.
No doubt about that. One short segment to go here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the West Coast. This is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from San Francisco. Open phone lines. One segment to go. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Zach Attack Young is with me, and you're tuned to Sports Byline. You keep thinking that her mind is going to change, but I know everything is okay. She's going to listen to her heart. It's going to tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. You want me to think that I'm being used. You want her to think it's over. You can't see it doesn't matter what you do.
Takes the snap, standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to Vernon down the near sideline. He's got it! Touchdown, 49ers!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
And you just can't creep up behind her.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your seven blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Zachary, is there hope in the heavyweight boxing division? Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder?
Yeah, that's going to be a huge fight when it does happen. It seems like they're trying to build that right now.
2008 Olympic bronze medalist from the U.S., of course, against the 2012 Olympic gold medalist from the U.K. Who do you like?
I like Wilder in that fight because I think he has quicker feet, a little better power, better and a better reach. So I think that's going to keep him in the... He's going to be able to keep Joshua at bay.
Does Joshua look a little clumsy at times? He is 6'7".
Yeah, he does look a bit clumsy. His feet aren't actually the fastest. His hand speed is decent. And he seems to have good power, but he hasn't really fought any great competition yet.
Fantastic. Zachary, great week. I want to talk to you during the week. Of course, No Holds Barred tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zachary, I surround myself with geniuses, and geniuses like you make me look great.
Well, thank you. Have a great week, Mr. Taco.
You too. And of course, Scott Cuddy is our executive producer over there, and he takes care of business as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco, the All-Stars, concluding 2 hours, of course, on Sports Byline each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, right here live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can keep going, but the bottom line is you are tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, sportsbyline.com.